and the familiar strains of the Heron Election Jig from the Scottish band Silly Wizard signal the onset of another 2 hours of fun and frivolity with Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name. I'll be with you through until 2 o'clock today with folk music here on 2MCE. I hope you can stick around and enjoy the music. We'll start with a clapping song. A little bit of hubris, perhaps, on my part. You can applaud along with this. This is a song that comes from the island of Barra, the Inner Hebridean island off Scotland's west coast.
Green, calico, 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 green,
Scottish group Caper Cayley from 2008. Caper Cayley taking their name from a bird. Why not? And the album is called Roses and Tears. We heard their wonderful voice of Karen Matheson with getting into the groove there with a clapping song from the island of Barra, which I guess is to do with a walking song, W-A-U-L-K, although on the sleeve notes here it's W-A-L-K-I-N-G. So I suppose it could, who knows, it could be Harris Tweed walking, but I've got my suspicions. Right, Karen Matheson and Caper Cayley. Well, I think we'll stick with another Scottish band now. Caper Cayley has been around for a long time, but not as long as these guys. My goodness, this is the probably 20th album by the Battlefield Band, and it came out in 1992. Battlefield Band recording since the late 1960s, I do believe. Two tracks from the album, Quiet Days, we'll hear now. This is, first of all, a song, not a Scottish song, but it was written by John Tams. It's called Hold Back the Tide, and we'll follow that with a fine set of tunes. The Cumbernauld Perennials, The Keep Left Side, Taking the Soup, Bonnie George Campbell, and Maud Jacka and the Loch Ness Monster. You can tell from some of the names, they're not all traditional.
Keep me from losing my way. When the waters turn my bonny, I'll shutter my windows and hide from the day. When the ship meets the river, men's hearts sail away. Shared the same dreams, but when the ship leaves love, I'll lose you, it seems. Stone silence and empty glances, trapped in the gap between heaven and town. Are gone, love, there's no more to tell. For the queen stole your heart, love, when she waved her heart sail away.
A long set, but a good one, I hope you agree. That was Battlefield Band from their album Quiet Days. A set they call Blistered Fingers. Yes, Blistered Fingers, which is so titled because one of the band members had a brief career as a fireman. Anyway, we heard the Cumberland Old Perennials, which a gardening club from Cumbernauld near Glasgow. Why not? They had an interesting idea of booking two of the members of Battlefield Band for their Christmas concert. Hence, they came up with the Cumbernauld Perennials. Then a tune, recent composition, Keep Left, and then Taking the Soup, an Ulster term originating from famine times when the churches offered food to those from the other side if they changed faith. Take the soup. Ooh. Then Bonnie George Campbell sprung up there just in the middle of that instrumental set. The song, Bonnie George Campbell, three short verses and a mysterious little song, really, because it doesn't answer the questions it raises. What happened to Bonnie George Campbell? Home came his good horse, but never came he. Ugh. Missing George. Then an old Gaelic song called My Home, and then a big rousing chorus called The Loch Ness Monster. Battlefield Band. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, your community FM station here in the Central West. Now, the next one comes from Alan Musgrove. Alan Musgrove, much recorded Australian collector, interpreter and raconteur in the world of Australian folk. This song is Where the Fraser River Flows, and it comes from John Meredith's Folk Songs of Australia, which was published back in 1967, and it was transcribed from the singing of Gladys Scrivener from Erskineville in New South Wales. It's a wobbly song, Industrial Workers of the World, IWW, you know all about them, and it's a Canadian song originally. Three stanzas about this song, of this song. Mrs. Scrivener sang to the tune of a popular Irish song called Where the River Shannon Flows. So it kind of came from there. And this turns up on it, Alan's wonderful album called The Bagman's Gazette. Alan Musgrove.
To what I'm gonna mention, for it is the fixed intention of the workers of the world. To be sure you will be ready, bright-hearted, true and steady, to gather round the standard when the red flag is on. Where the dear old Fraser's flowing, the workers of the world are fighting for the moment when the red flag is unfurled. Though the bosses try to cheat us and cruelly mistreat us, they never will defeat us. Where the Fraser River flows. Where the Fraser River flows, each fellow worker knows they have bullied and oppressed us, but still our union grows. We're gonna find a way, shorter hours and better pay, and we're gonna win the battle where the Fraser River flows, where the dear old Fraser's flowing, the workers of the world are fighting for the moment. when the red flag is unfurled. Though the bosses try to cheat us and cruelly mistreat us, they never will defeat us where the Fraser River flows. Now the gunny sack contractors have all proved dirty actors. They're not our benefactors, as everybody knows. Why their mothers ever read them, or why God ever spared them, is a question we can't answer. Where the Fraser River flows, where the dear old Fraser's flowing, the workers of the world are fighting for the moment when the red flag is unfurled. Though the bosses try to cheat us and cruelly mistreat us, they never will defeat us where the Fraser River flows.
We were listening to Alan Musgrove, Where the Fraser River Flows. Another example of a song making it across the waters to Australia and being adapted. That one came from Canada, out here. Next track comes from Steve Uhlberg. Steve Uhlberg is a guitarist, and he comes from California. And not so long ago, he had a little adventure with thyroid. His thyroid, that is, not anybody else's. In 2013, in fact, it was a while ago, he had his thyroid removed, which is not terribly exciting in terms of a folk music radio program, but while he was recovering, he picked up his guitar and started composing tunes. We've heard his music before on the program, but this most recent album, Between the Tracks, includes a tune called Traded My Thyroid In. Title to consider. He thought composing music was a pretty good way to creatively respond to an otherwise fairly serious situation. It just so happens that a friend of ours is about to have his own adventure with his thyroid, so I won't give his name. He knows who he is. Probably a few of you do as well if you're from Bathurst. And he plays guitar as well. So this is for you, mate. Traded My Thyroid In from Steve Uhlberg. Yes, Goodbye Thyroid. That's Steve Yulberg with an album of fingerstyle guitar tunes, all composed by him. Clever chap. And yes, we know who that one was for. Time to introduce you to the featured album on Come All Ye today. We do have a featured album and it's called The High Seas. S-E-A-S. High Seas. And the group? The High Seas. That's them. It's a trio of fine Irish musicians. Caitlin McGowan plays concertina and she also dances a bit when she gets happy. Kieran O'Mweeney plays fiddle and Cathal Corran sings, plays bouzouki, and he also plays fiddle. So on concertina, Kathleen, we've heard her before on the program, and it embarrasses me to say I can't recall whether it was in a duo with Cathal Corran, but it was, anyway, she's been here before. She showcases her deeply held love for music on this album. This is the sleeve notes, of course. From Ashbourne in County Meath, Kathleen is a regular performer at festivals and in concert halls from North America right across to Asia. She's also an accomplished dancer. She was a dancer in the Riverdance show. Very clever. Brings her percussive beats to the stage with this trio, The High Seas. In 2015, she teamed up with fiddle player Kieran O'Mweeney, who hails from the Gwydor Gaeltacht, which is up in the top left corner of the island of Ireland. It's in Donegal, of course. They released a duet album called Kathleen and Kieran. Well, I should have read this, shouldn't I? That's great. I read it about 2 weeks ago when I got the album and then probably forgot it. You've heard the album on the program before. I think it was the featured album, in fact. Anyway, Kieran was heavily influenced by his extended family and the unique Donegal style of fiddling. And he's recorded 6 albums, received great critical acclaim. His music's been used in films, TV, radio. Altogether, very clever chap. Cathal Corran is the youngest member of the High Seas. He's only 19 at the moment. And he also comes from Gwydor, the Gaeltacht, or the Irish-speaking region of northwest Donegal. He was immersed in the song tradition growing up and his singing talents were nurtured by his aunties, Bride and Kathleen. Cathal also plays the bouzouki, banjo, fiddle and mandolin. So a bit of a build-up there, isn't it? We'd better play something to do with Donegal. This is a song, first of all, called The Road to Donegal. Cathal first heard this song at family gatherings when his uncle Sean O'Dwyer and his aunt Bride, would sing it together. And then Sean heard Hugh Jordan sing this song in the Glenveigh Hotel, otherwise known as The Dodge, in 1990. So you need to know all about this. The song tells the story of the bus journey from Glasgow to Gwydor, where he visited in the summer and always received a warm welcome. From the featured album, self-titled album by new Irish trio The High Seas.
At the coming of the summer, there's a longing in my heart. Time seems slow and passing, but I can't wait to start. Watch the children gather as we all live before, to make that summer journey to Gwydor. Oh, would you hurry, said the driver, we can make the boat in time. The crossing, it was easy, to Glenching we to climb. From Dungiven up to Derry and around by Inishore, just a few more miles and then we'll soon be home. Is the morning never coming, cause I never slept at all? My mind is always thinking of that road to Donegal. It's the best of Ireland's treasures, for me plays a part. It's always on my mind and in my heart. We would go to Letterkenny, I leave Chrislaw far behind, Portnablah and Pashabavon, Dunfanaghy to find. Onwards through Fulcara, on the road beside the shore, and around by Bloody Fall and to Guidora. With the neighbours there to greet you, that you've not seen for a while, they say that you're not changing, and it always makes you smile. There's a welcome there before you that you never saw before. Oh, it feels so good to be back home once more. Is the morning ever coming? Cause I never slept at all. My mind is always thinking of that road to Donegal. It's the best of Ireland's treasures, for me place apart. It's always on my mind and in my heart. Is the morning never coming? Cause I never slept at all. My mind is always thinking of that road to Donegal. It's the best of Ireland's treasures, for me the place apart. It's always on my mind and in my heart.
Tasty arrangements, I think, on this album. I hope you're going to enjoy the tracks that we'll share today. That's The High Seas. The High Seas. I think they're rather good. Let's see what you think. Next, a track from The Poozies. The Poozies. The Poozies very good as well. Who were they at this time, let me tell you. No, I'll tell you at the end. How about that? A track called Sunny.
Get a screen the handla, oh, hoodie, yo, oh, hoodie, yo. Good big my year, oh, hoodie, yo, oh, hoodie, yo. Smeedy kayet, can uchi no hiri yo ro de bor ho ho hiri yo smigura khnat khail o hiri yo ro de bor ho ho hiri yo smigura khnat khon yo hiri yo ro de bor ho ho hiri yo en ma vonen bun vraken o hiri yo ro. Oh,
tune, isn't it? It's called Dr. Ian McAngus. And it was composed by Alan MacDonald, who's described as the Billy Connolly of Scottish bagpipes. We heard the Poozies playing it. Alan MacDonald and Ian McAngus are not in the Poozies, nor is Billy Connolly. The tune, they tell us, was blatantly stolen from the fantastic band Dave. And yes, they are a good band. Now, I was trying to work out who's in the Poozies, because right through the sleeve notes, they just refer to Mary, Patsy, Karen and Ailey, which is all well and good, except I really had to stretch the memory for surnames there. Anyway, okay, I can tell you because I know you want to know. Mary is Mary McMaster, and we heard her singing that song before called Sunny. Do you want to know a little more about that? Though the day is sunny, little my joy in its beauty, and I watching the narrows, and my love is not sailing there, but if I were to see you coming, I would go to meet you. On the soles of my feet, without shoes, and despite folks' disapproval, I dare to kiss you, though I'd be summoned to stand before the Kirk session on Sunday, in sight of the clergy, with only a shirt covering me. Oh, dear. That's love. And then, anyway, that's Mary. Mary singing that one. Mary McMaster. Patsy playing the electro harp is Patsy Seddon. Karen Tweed playing piano accordion. And the wonderful Ailey Shaw playing fiddle. And a bit of backing vocals through there as well. That was the Poozies. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm going to play two tracks now by a band who visited Australia not so very long ago. Well, a couple of years. Called Foghorn String Band. They were great in concert, very energetic, good disciplined approach to their music, but very lively. From an album called Outshine the Sun, I've played this one a few times on the program. I'm going to play, first of all, an instrumental, traditional tune called Indian Ate the Woodchuck, and then we'll go on to the title track from the album, Outshine the Sun. This is Foghorn String Band. Thank you. String band music at its best. I reckon they're terrific. That's the Foghorn String Band, two tracks from an album called Outshine the Sun. We just heard the title track. And before that, instrumental, Indian Ate the Woodchuck. Indian Ate the Woodchuck. Where did that come from? Dreamt it up. Oh, no, Steve Green. I reckon the version's from Steve Green. Outshine the Sun, I think, is a song from Charlie Poole. Good quartet. That's Caleb Clowder playing mandolin, doing the lead vocals. Sammy Lind, fiddle, banjo, guitar, mostly fiddle. Nadine Landry plays the big bull fiddle, the bass, upright bass. And Rebecca Wilms, Reeb Wilms, playing guitar and backup vocals. Foghorn String Band. I love them. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron. You can listen to us on 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, thereabouts, 94.7 in Orange. And we stream to the world via radio.2mce.org. And if you go to that web address, radio.2mce.org, you can work out how to listen to the podcast of this program, or listen on demand, whatever you call it. You can also get a link to it just via comeallye.com. See, so many options. There's no escaping to MCE. We're here with you everywhere, just in this community, but all over the place. On that slightly scary Big Brother note, we'll go back to the featured album. It's called The High Seas, and that's the name of the group that's playing it. High Seas, S-E-A-S is how you spell seas, in case you're wondering. And strong influence on music in Donegal from Scotland. And why not? Donegal's close enough to Scotland, I guess. We'll hear, first of all, a Strathspey called Stirling Castle, and it's been a staple of the Donegal fiddle tradition for ages and ages and ages. So it's not surprising. Stirling, of course, in Scotland, as is the castle. Then they'll follow it with The Lowlands of Scotland. It comes from a fiddle player from Mount Charles called Danny Meehan. And he wrote this, I think. Then they'll wrap it up with Mooney's Reel, which comes from the repertoire of the great John Doherty. So The High Seas. Will I play another one? No, that'll do. I'll just play this one track.
kindly hours of darkness, set for the light of moon and star. Hide the picture on the signboard over Watty's Horse Bazaar. When the last rose tints are fading on the distant mulga scrub, the salvos pray for Watty at the entrance of his pub. And I often sit at Watty's when the night is very near, with a head full of jingles, and as I sip at me beer, I sometimes have the fancy when I'm over there, when the salvos pray for Watty, I'm included in the prayer. There's Watty in his armchair in its old accustomed place, with a fatherly expression on his round passive face, his folded arms before him in a calm contented way. He nods his head and dozes when he hears the salvos pray. I wonder, does he ponder on the distant years and dim, or his chances over yonder when the salvos pray for him? Has he not a little fear for that hot place below, where, according to the good Christians, all publicans should go? Well, his features show no token of the feeling in his breast, except of peace unbroken and a conscience well at rest. And we guzzled as we guzzled long before the salvos came, and the loafers wait for shouters, we all get there just the same. It'd take a lot of praying, lots of thumping on that drum, to prepare our sinful straying, erring souls for kingdom come. But I love my fellow sinners, so I hope, upon the whole, that the salvos get a hearing when they pray for Watty's soul. It'd take a lot of praying, lots of thumping on that drum, to prepare our sinful straying, erring souls for kingdom come. But I love my fellow sinners, so I hope, upon the whole, that the salvos get a hearing when they pray for Watty's soul.
Unmistakable voice there of Mr. Dave DeHugard with a Henry Lawson poem put to music. When the Army Prays for Watty, from a good album from Dave DeHugard called Songs of the Wallaby Track. Dave's been performing Australian music for well over 50 years. I think he saw Pete Seeger in Australia in about 1964, and... or if he didn't see him, he was inspired by his message of ordinary people make folk music. And that's taken to heart by Dave DeHugard. Good album, Songs of the Wallaby Track. You're listening to Come All You. Now, much younger, a couple of performers join the program now. This is Ariel Friedman and Mia Friedman. I think come from New York, possibly Massachusetts. And we'll hear two tracks from an album called Unruly Heart. The first one's an instrumental. Ariel Friedman plays cello, and Mia Friedman plays fiddle, banjo, good banjo. Very good banjo, I thought. There are a bunch of other people playing on the album as well, but it's basically these two young ladies. The two tunes, Pig's Foot and Grub Springs. And the Pig's Foot in question, you know about this, don't you? The Pig's Foot is a blacksmith's tool, which just happens to look like a pig's foot, in somebody's opinion anyway. The full name of the tune, I think, is Shove the Pig's Foot a Little Further in the Fire, which is pretty horrifying if you think it's actually attached to a live pig, but it isn't. Don't worry about that. So, two traditional tunes, Pig's Foot and Grub Springs. Then, what'll we do? Oh, yes, White, which is a song... comes from the sacred harp singing tradition. Yeah, anyway, see what you think. Ariel and Mia Friedman.
ye fleeting charms of earth, farewell. Your springs of joy are dry. My soul now seeks another home, a brighter
body down.
Ariel and Mia Friedman we're listening to there with two tracks from a good album called Unruly Heart. Particularly nice approach to that Sacred Harp song, White, written by Edmund Dumas. I don't know how long ago, but not recently. Before that, The Pig's Foot and Grub Springs. Now, welcome to the program, The Three City Four. Well, they're not actually here. In fact, they're not all actually alive. But that's by the by. This was a re-release or a compilation of material from a couple of, maybe three of their albums, which came out in the early 1960s. They were an English group, generally a quartet, kind of built around the work of Leon Rosselson, who wrote a lot of songs at the time. He says about some of the songs on the album, these songs are not pretty or sweet. They are, I think, relevant. Have a listen to perhaps one of the best, I think, one of the best songs on the album. It's called Across the Hills. He wrote it.
Is still as green, and it must have been a shadow in the distance you have seen. Yes, it must have been a shadow you have seen.
Oh, can't you hear the children weeping? Can't you hear that mournful sound? A no bird singing the twisted trees and the silent streets around.
I can hear the children laughing in the streets as they play, and it must have been the dying of an echo far away. Yes, it must have been an echo far away.
But can't you see the white ash falling from the hollow of the skies, and the blood runs red down blackened walls where a ruined city lies?
I can see the red sun shining in the park on the stream, and it must have been a shiver from the darkness of a dream. Yes, it must have been the darkness of a dream.
And as
the rose is still as a red log, and the grass is still as green, it must have been a shadow you have seen. But the rose is still as a red log, and the grass is still as green, and it must have been a shadow you have seen.
Thank you.
Kawalu fadi hik na wala trano ne a beskotlish keli lish ma fayin lay Bar wailish rönka horku di ilyane Rövenshi kwanta srösen ye ante O kawalu hemme dians na kalin yauke Espo wailu vege mreklas tan kyal Ani horin yeda wala vrenye Ishke bahedi inal Tedini anna jerna kakte vlasu Ani khorin chinye ashtu khantan tar Snore smiling bainchi okun kinku suanya Isna yeshin kyalus devs ishkep ispor Oba warma hemberi ashtu kalini yalde Ispo wailan vege mer glas palkyal Ani horin yero walde vrenyeiro Polonyeshke bahadino Na lese erka ake jure kwantu Anwani shtandani vengane Esta nalu dini brinpam teir manji Shivimshi haista hyalu rikhi lai Ani horin yeru wala vayyirin Molon yeshke bahadinan
music from the featured album, and pretty good it was too. We heard two tracks, The Drunken Landlady, Christmas Eve, and The Abbey Reel, first of all. Fairly well-known session tunes, the Abbey Reel. They got it from the playing of Liz Carroll and Stephen Campbell, they being the High Seas, the providers of the featured album today, which is their self-titled first album. Then we heard a song, Malonia, I think they pronounced it, Malonia Uskabar. Uskabar, of course, Water of Life, a.k.a. whiskey. Even Irish whiskey, they still call it that. And then Eklunda Polska, which is from Sweden. And Kieran learned it. Where did he learn that? Sweden, perhaps. Yes, he did. Why waste a trip? Pick up a tune on the way. So, these people, once again, they are Caitlin McGowan, concertina and dance. Her husband, Kieran Amwini, who plays fiddle, and Kahalo Curran, vocal, bouzouki and fiddle. And they're very good. They're called the High Seas. And we might have time for one more track, I hope, before we part company today. We'll see how we're travelling.
The seasons make the song, and we who stand beside her still try and sing along. Of rivers and fishermen, and the seasons still are coming, when she'll run clear again. Sailors, so many winds have blown. I asked the hip-flight scholar which way the current goes. So cast your nets below, and the gods of the moving waters will tell us all they know. Of the moon, the circles of the atoms all play a marching tune, and we who go alone, we can stand aside no longer. Oh, let us go now. We can stand aside no longer. Oh, let us go along. Yeah, we can stand aside no longer. Oh, let us go along.
Yes, very energetic. That's Steve Leto and John Wright. Their album called A Game of Chess. The song was called Of Time and Rivers Flowing, and I think it was composed by Pete Seeger. The next one comes from Bulgaria.
Thank you.
Yes, do like that. That's called Razbolel Se Imlad Malin, which, as you can undoubtedly translate directly, young Malin has fallen ill. Bad luck, Malin. That's Philip Kutev and the National Folk Ensemble of Bulgaria.
That's great.
Do like that. Thank you. I think Roger Hargraves provided that. Now, Emily Smith joins the program. Emily Smith, haven't heard from her for a while. Not sure what she's up to. Scottish singer, songwriter and musician. And this is from an album called A Day Like Today. If you are familiar at all with the works of Robert Burns, you may well be familiar with The Rigs of Barley.
Corn rigs
lyrics. Very obviously not a traditional tune to that, but it's a Robert Burns poem, and some new music put to it by Jamie McLennan, who plays on the album. He also produced it, I guess he usually does. Jamie McLennan's a fiddle player, and McLellan, not McLennan. And I think he's married to Emily Smith. If not, then he is definitely her significant other.
Empty out your pockets, taking everything you've got. Beat you and they break you, chew you up and all for what? Days are slow and nights so long, the darkness never leaves. Reach for something to pull you through, keep your heart inside your sleeve. Cast out from the system, close your eyes but we won't go away. Abandoned by humanity, bordering insanity, watch the passing of another day. Watch the politicians scramble to be the toughest ones on crime. When you're riding high on speed or ice, that's the last thing on your mind. Papers scream blue murder, make them pay for what they've done. Victims seek hard justice, but revenge don't change a thing. Cast out from the system, close your eyes, but we won't go away. Abandoned by humanity, bordering insanity, watch the passing of another day. Friends better than none. The only ones who understand the anger and the shame. Days come in endless motion, leave much the same way. Don't know what tomorrow brings, can't remember yesterday.
Cast out from the system, close your eyes, but we won't go away. Abandoned by humanity, bordering insanity, watch the passing of another day. Another day. Another day.
I really should have told you a bit about that song before I played it, so apologies for that, but I'll tell you now. The song is called Another Day. The artist is David Hyams from Perth, and among his many and varied activities, he used to, may still, do songwriting workshops in prisons. He could go home at the end of the day, though, I hasten to add. And that song, Another Day, was written in those circumstances, with a sense of the alienation many inmates experience trying to readjust to society. So I should, next time I play that, I should give you a bit of a heads up. Comes from an interesting album called Travelling Bones. David Hyams, nice guy. He's been playing music professionally for quite a while. He has a band over there called the Miles to Go Band. and they're pretty good. They come over to the east occasionally and turn up at festivals. Or he does, with or without the band. Well, we're running out of time, folks, so I'll play 1.5 tracks. How about that? Well, first one's a song, you'll get all of that, and then a bit more of a set of tunes from the featured album. The song, it's called Bold Donnelly. Comes to us from a group called Moving Cloud, and they are mostly Danish people, but not all.
There was a pretty maiden, she was going to a ball. She saw her jolly tinker hammering tins against the wall. Much a brave, bold Donnelly, good enough, says she. There's good blood in young Donnelly, he's the boy for up, says she, there's good blood in young Donnelly, he's the boy for me. She then went swiftly up the stairs to dress and make the bed. In 2 ticks he was after her and they knocked her on the bed. I should believe bold Donnelly, good enough, says she. There's good blood in young Donnelly, he's the boy for me. She then came quickly down the stairs to Bob by the door. In 2 ticks he was after her and they knocked her on the floor. Much believe bold Donnelly, good enough, says she. There's good blood in young Donnelly, he's the boy for me. She then took out her whistle and she blew it loud and shrill. An 18 and the old police are gonna gallop in on the hill. I should believe bold Donnelly, good enough, says she. There's good blood in young Donnelly, he's the boy for me. She then got him arrested and he got 9 months in jail. She then went up behind his back, took another one out on bail. Much believe bold Donnelly, good enough, says she. There's good blood in young Donnelly, he's the boy for me. Bold Donnelly, good enough, says she. There's good blood in young Donnelly, he's the boy for me. Bold Donnelly, good enough, says she. There's good blood in young Donnelly, he's the boy for me.
Bold Donnelly, that's from Moving Cloud. A chap by the name of, what's his name? Pilkington, I think. John Pilkington. Pilkington singing there. The rest of the musicians in that band, Sven Gjelsen, Klaus Vester, Louis Ring Vansgaard and Metesh Lovshall. There you go. Moving Cloud. The album is Sweet Nya. Wonderful Irish term. Nya. We'll go out with another bit of a track from the featured album. This is The High Seas. Caitlin McGowan playing concertina. Her husband Kieran O'Mweeny playing fiddles. And Kahalo Corrin, bouzouki and fiddle. and the album is self-titled, The High Seas, and it's a ripper. Thank you for your company today. See you next week. Stick around. More great fun and games coming up on 2MCE. Have a good week.